It's Krista with Wren and County Grows.
Good morning, Krista.
Today.
On behalf of all the Master Gardeners, I'd like to thank you for including us in this wonderful program. We certainly know everyone in the county does garden.
Yeah, well, except for me.
Well, you might learn a lot.
Yes, maybe I will. I for sure will. Wren, what is a Master Gardener?
Master Gardeners are passionate gardeners, Krista. They want to be involved with the gardeners in their community, and they want to help. They make a big commitment to become a Master Gardener, so it's not for everyone. Anyone who's interested in becoming a Master Gardener should just visit a Master Gardener meeting or get in touch or Google them and find out what they're all about. See if it's for you. We work in our communities giving free gardening advice, and we do demonstrations and presentations to groups on a variety of topics. And more importantly, we guide the communities we're involved with issues such as climate change, invasive species, how to be water wise, and how to help our beloved bees.
So there's a Master Gardener group in Prince Edward County?
Yes, we're a small group in the county. We're 23 members now, and we do a lot of work.
And what are the paths to becoming a Master Gardener?
You should have an interest in gardening and have some knowledge. You don't have to be an expert, but it helps. You'd find a Master Gardener group in your area, and if you can, attend one of their meetings and see if it's what you're looking for and how you'd fit in. Then you fill out an application to join Master Gardeners, which simply outlines your gardening experience, your volunteer experience, and tells us a little bit about you. There's a short interview where we get to know one another a bit better and we talk about your gardening experience.
And are there courses involved?
Oh, yes. There's three paths to becoming a Master Gardener. You can take courses at Dalhousie University or the University of Guelph, or if you have any previous horticultural training, you can choose to write the certificate exam. Now, this exam is 3 hours, and it's not a walk in the park, although we do have a very high pass ratio for those who do write the exam.
And how many courses does it involve?
Dalhousie is 4, and Guelph is 3, and it takes about 2 to 3 years to complete them.
You do them online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there a cost for the courses?
Yes, there is a cost, and we're one of the few groups in Ontario, and we believe firmly that everyone should be able to become a Master Gardener. So we offer grants to anyone who needs it to help defer the costs of the university tuition.
Approximately how much is the tuition, do you remember?
The cost to become a Master Gardener is about, if you take the university courses, it's in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,500. And we pay half of that for anyone who needs assistance.
Great.
Yes.
So you've taken the courses and then...
You have to serve as what we call, while you're training, you're called a Master Gardener in training. And once you've completed the courses and you've served with a group for 2 years, then you become a Master Gardener, and you're entitled to call yourself a Master Gardener. You sign a Master Gardener agreement, and this simply states that you agree to provide 30 volunteer hours per year. Now, 10 of those hours would be attending our meetings. And then you also agree to give unbiased advice as recommended by Master Gardeners. This just involves sustainability, pollinators, native plants, avoiding invasive species, being water-wise, keeping an eye on the effects of climate change, and a nod to permaculture.
Boy, big responsibility.
It is. The difference between a Master Gardener and just talking to your neighbor over the fence is you're getting information that you know is correct, and it's correct for your area.
So if someone had a gardening question, could they just call up a Master Gardener?
We don't have a phone line, Krista, but what we do have is a website where you can contact us. And the website, just look up Prince Edward County Master Gardeners. It'll come up.
Okay.
It's pecmastergardeners.ca. And in there, there's a spot that says contact us. And there's a section there about a gardening question. Now, if you wanted to talk to a master gardener, you could just give us your phone number, and a friendly master gardener will call you back and discuss your problem with you.
Well, that's excellent. What are the other things you do in our community?
Well, the Prince Edward County Master Gardeners, they cover an area that's quite large. We serve Prince Edward County up to Tweed, Belleville, Trenton, Napanee, and all the area, the rural areas surrounding those centers. And we work together with many groups in the county, the Hort Society, the 4-H, various garden clubs, and lots of businesses who have supported our events. And, of course, the press, who help us get out our information. And we attend garden shows like the County Blooms, where we have an advice table set up, and we do demonstrations like how to put together a dynamite pot for your back gardens or how to start some seeds or repot a plant. We're always at Seedy Saturday, and we love the Milford Fair.
Excuse me, what is Seedy Saturday?
Seedy Saturday is a nationwide event that happens through an umbrella group where seeds are exchanged. It happens in February, so it's sort of the kickoff for the season, just when everyone's starting their seeds.
Right.
And you can trade seeds and talk to all kinds of various people involved with gardening.
Where is that held?
In Picton, it's held at the high school the last few years. But, of course, we didn't have one last year, so we're all hoping that maybe we can have it again this year.
Right. So how has the pandemic changed things for you?
We've had to rethink just about everything that we do, Krista. The first thing that happened was we weren't able to have our plant sale in May. So one of our master gardeners, Gail Walker, quickly regrouped and organized an online, very successful fall bulb sale for us. So we did that. We're now meeting online, and we're all having to learn how to do Zoom presentations. But one of the biggest things that we've noticed, Krista, is because of all the isolation that people have been feeling during the pandemic and the sudden realization for a lot of them that food insecurity could be real, we've been flooded with questions about how to grow vegetables and various things on our website. And this year alone, we've had 8 new members join us, swelling our group, as I say, to 23 members.
And are you involved in the community gardens?
Yes. One of the biggest things that we do is we maintain the Macaulay Heritage Gardens under the watchful eye of Master Gardener Virginia Mitchell. And you'll find a team of us there for a couple of hours every week, keeping the gardens looking their best for the people of the county. And from Mother's Day till the end of June, we're in the greenhouses at Smiley's in Trenton, where you can find us in our green aprons. We're walking around, answering questions, helping you choose the right plants, or giving you advice on soil or any aspect of your garden. And we're always at the Seniors Fair. And the first time we were there, since cannabis had been legalized, our advice sheet on how to grow cannabis was the most popular handout.
I'm sure.
And you can get that handout on our website.
So now you're not attending the fairs, the Milford Fair, the Seniors Fair, Seedy Saturdays. So now you're just doing everything online?
Right now we're doing everything online. We're working on getting some presentations recorded so we can get them out on Zoom and get our information out to the community. But it's an upward curve learning all this new technology. We
yes.
did recently get out and get our hands dirty where we like to beautify the communities that we're in. And we recently went over to PFAC and
yes.
planted 400 daffodil bulbs. So we're looking forward to seeing them in the spring.
Excellent.
And there's a lot of kids in the county, Krista, who garden with their mom and dad, or they garden with their grandmother or a neighbor. And in 2018, we launched the Children's Garden Award so that we could recognize all these budding young gardeners. We wanted to get the kids outside, and we met some pretty amazing kids that summer, and we learned a lot. It was a family affair, and we had a lot of fun. We presented first, second, and third prize to the best garden, and we're really hoping to be able to host that again in 2021. And we have a Facebook page, too, Krista.
Oh, do you?
If you just go to Facebook and search Prince Edward County Master Gardeners, you'll find us.
Well, you're very accessible, sounds like.
Yeah. We write articles for the newspapers, and we do radio talks.
Yes, you do, and we're grateful for that.
Oh, so are we. And we get together socially for a Christmas lunch, and we have a garden party in the summer. And a lot of Master Gardeners, we've got Master Gardeners, Krista, who have been Master Gardeners for 30 years, and they're just walking gardening encyclopedias. It's just a wonderful resource to have these people available to the people of the county.
This spring, I noticed there was a shortage of plants. People were buying plants so quickly, they didn't have anything else to do, so they were gardening. So there seemed to be a shortage.
Well, gardening hasn't been canceled.
No.
So when there's a shortage of plants, planting your own seeds is the best thing. And there's lots of information on our website as to how to do that.
Okay.
And we'll also be talking on the radio about how to do that later on.
Well, you'll be with us every 2 weeks from now on County Grows, and that's when we'll get into more detail of how to grow things. Wren, thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure, Krista. Thanks so much. And don't forget to check our website, pecmastergardeners.ca.
Okay, will do.
Thanks so much, Krista.
Thank you.
That's Krista Hepburn and Wren Dunker, who is a master gardener, and her first appearance on County Grows. Up next on County